Okay. Now let's see. We'll try that again.
Well, what would you
say if your wife came down with a real bad cold? What would you say?
Real bad cold.
Yeah, or something. And you would just want to tell somebody that
she wasn't able to go to town, say, because she.
That she's sick with cold.
Okay. Well, could you say she is sick or
took sick?
Took sick. Took cold.
Would you say became sick? Probably, or
yes, I'd say she became sick.
Well, there's no right answer here. We're just trying to figure out which way you would say it. You know,
definitely.
Make it the best one. Okay, if a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say that he feels sick where?
In the stomach.
Okay. What do you call a noisy, pranky celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
What would you call it?
Yeah.
A noisy.
Okay, suppose they were just, you know, when young people get married, sometimes everybody gets together and they go around under their house late at night and bang on things and raise. Do you have any name for that?
Let me see, that ain't what you would call a celebration. I forget the name they give that. They do. He used to. He called that. I forget what we call that. Man.
A chivalry, or something else like that, maybe. Serenade.
Serenade. That's what. That's what it is. That's what they call it here. Serenade.
All right.
Serenade a man mad.
Okay. Now, what do you call a hobgoblin or something like that? That you threaten little kids with. I mean, maybe you'd say, if you don't be good, then this is going to get you. What would you call that? You know, would you ever say that?
You mean talking to children?
Yeah, if you just kind of wanted to scare them, say, if you don't be good, then such and such is going to get you.
That would give, I would call that giving him advice.
Well, I mean, would you use a word, you know, if you wanted to say a hobgoblin, or if you don't be good, then this spirit or whatever it is going to get you?
Well, yes, I don't know what. I don't know how that he wouldn't be scolding.
Oh, you know, no, if what we want is like boogeyman or something, you know, if you don't be good, then the boogeyman is going to get you.
Oh, that's, they used to talk that, but
would they ever say anything, you know, they say things like that? I mean, they tell you if you're not good, then
yes,
some big man is going to come and carry you off.
Well, that's just things people shouldn't not have told them.
Oh, okay, you wouldn't say that to your own kids?
No, sir.
Okay.
I wouldn't tell them about the boogeyman to get them.
Okay.
No, sir. Now, I see what you're at.
Yeah. Okay. If a friend knocked on your front door on Christmas morning, what would you say to him? Now, like if he knocked on your door on New Year's, then you'd say, you open the door and say, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
But if you open the door on Christmas, then what would you say?
I'd say Christmas Peel. You use that old word, Christmas Peel.
Okay, could you say it again? Christmas Gift?
Christmas Gift, yes.
Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to this very far. If you were carrying something, you'd say, I'm glad I don't have to.
Where would this very far? Lug with that.
Lug it? Okay.
Very far.